Hey, it's about time you got home. That new game we were waiting for, it's out. And I have it. So prepare yourself for a night of getting your ass kicked by me. The game is loaded up and ready to go. There's beer in the fridge, and I thought we'd order a pizza or two in a bit. You're gonna need your energy for the marathon gaming session I have planned. You're going out? How can you be going out? We have all the same friends, and I know nothing is going on. The only alternative would be if... Oh, fuck. It's her, isn't it? It is! You're going over to your ex-girlfriend's house again. So, what is broken now? Her plumbing? Her car? Maybe her dishwasher? Because the only time she wants you in her life is to fix something. I knew it! So you go over to her place and waste your entire fucking night trying to fix her stupid dryer. You'll have to borrow my tools, and you'll probably have to call me once or twice to explain things to you when you get confused. Then, after you fix it, maybe she sleeps with you. If she decides you've been a good boy. If that happens, you better not call me when you get confused during sex, because I won't answer. You are so fucking hopeless. Anytime she dangles the possibility of sex in front of you, you come running in hopes of coming. You're going to pass up a night of gaming, which you know full well will be awesome, for a night of being your ex's bitch. Maybe having some guilty sex with her. I'll be stuck here doing nothing. No, we cannot wait until tomorrow night. The game came out today. I had it sent via overnight delivery to be here. Tomorrow it will be old news, and I really had my heart set on a marathon gaming session tonight with you. You really are that desperate to have sex, aren't you? Well, there we go. I have a solution. You don't go to your ex's house. You stay here. We have sex, and after that, we play the game. Which part did you find confusing? The not going to your ex's part? I know that part's hard for you. The gaming, maybe? I know you understand those parts. Oh, was it the having sex with me thing? See, my having sex with me, you don't have to leave our place. You don't have to spend hours doing whatever stupid chore or repair that dumb bitch wants you to do for her. You don't have to then move on to some lame seduction thing where you try desperately to get into her panties while she just leads you on like it's a gigantic favor. I mean, if you go to her place, you maybe have sex around midnight. And she'll probably just starfish and look exasperated, and she probably will expect you to stay the night so you can be a good little cuddle bitch. Whereas here, we could be going at it in just a few minutes, and then we'd have it out of the way and could game the rest of the night. My plan is flawless. No, I am not at all attracted to you. I've known you for all of my life. You're just one of the guys to me. But I'm not going to let you ruin the evening I had planned over a little thing like sex. And I wouldn't be much of a friend if I let you keep hooking up with your ex. It's destructive. One of these days, the two of you might get back together and... Oh, that was so horrible for everyone the first time around. I don't know if I'd be able to resist stabbing that bitch again. You don't want me in prison, do you? So, here's the revised plan for the evening. We fuck as soon as possible. That way you don't waste all night at her place just to get laid. You know you'd just feel guilty afterward. You know she's just using you. Or you'd feel sad when she sends you packing in the morning again. Then, after the sex, we order pizza. You can pay, since I did just let you fuck me. And then we game the rest of the night and possibly into the morning until neither of us can function again. No, it's a great idea. You need to stick your cock inside a girl, and I'm basically a girl. That will be much more evident once I'm naked, but take my word on it for now. I have all of the appropriate parts. You could get the sex from your ex-girlfriend, but she's gonna make you fix something first for the privilege of screwing her pampered little body. I wouldn't make you try to fix an appliance for sex. I'd honestly be afraid to. I'm the one who fixes shit around here. You basically just pay rent. Honestly, if there's to be any exchange of sex for fixing stuff, you should be the little whore sleeping with me for keeping this place running. Except, as I said, I'm not into you. Not really into the entire sex thing at all, honestly. But what I am into is gaming. And you're the best second player I've ever had when gaming. We know what the other player is going to do before they even do it. So, if I have to put up with screwing you in order to experience a night of gaming that can only happen with a new major release, then it's a price I'm willing to pay. No, it won't make things weird between us. Your ex is making things weird. I want to slap the shit out of you constantly. You said the two of you were through. That's why we became roommates in the first place, after being friends since grade school. But ever since then, you keep going back to her. Or worse, she shows up here, and I have to restrain myself from punching that pretty little face. So really, us fucking will solve all sorts of problems. I should really have thought of this sooner. So, come on. Your bedroom, now. I'm not planning on sleeping tonight, but if I do have to lie down later to rest, I'm not doing it in a wet spot. You have the bigger bed anyway, from when you and her were like a thing. If you can't remember how to get to your own room, follow the trail of clothes I'm leaving. This t-shirt, and these shorts, just a little shimmy. You like my shimmy? And then these boxers on the ground. If someone were to walk into your apartment and see those clothes lying around, they'd think it was two dudes going at it. They might not be that far off from the truth. Except this dude happens to have a pussy. See? Pretty little pussy, right? And the best part is, it doesn't come attached to some psychotic, manipulative bitch who only calls you when she needs something. It also doesn't come attached to some tiny girly body. I mean, sure, I've got all the right parts and in pretty nice proportions. But you aren't gonna have to worry about breaking me when you are fucking me. So, you followed me this far. You even took off all your clothes, despite still pretending to be a bit hesitant. But even if your big head hasn't made its decision, your little one seems to have. I suspect that's what's been drawing the blood from your brain and making you seem especially dim-witted tonight. It's why you always get so stupid where your ex is involved. Well, I need your brain at full capacity for our gaming session tonight. So I'll have to wear that thing down quite a bit. Let's get into your bed. I know you haven't hooked up with her here yet. Otherwise, I wouldn't want the same sheets touching my skin. But they are nice sheets. I guess she made you spring for some nice ones when she was sharing your bed. And it's a nice bed, too. Especially if you're planning on doing more than just sleeping in it. Which, of course, we are. So get in here. I'm just going to lie here on my back and let you do all of the work. Because that's what I imagine you're used to. Yeah, I have to be this way. Did you expect me to act any different? And sorry. No girlfriend experience thing here for you. You're lucky I'm doing the sex thing. Now, get on top of me and get busy. We're wasting valuable gaming time. Wait. Are you trying to go down on me? That is a waste of time when we could be... Well, maybe if you had your heart set on it, you can keep going. I suppose the time we spend in you eating me out now will make it easier later on. But don't expect me to return the favor. I am not putting your cock into my mouth. Because I know all of the places it's been. Mainly your ex-girlfriend. It's bad enough. I'm going to be Eskimo sisters with that cunt as it is. But you looked pretty hard to begin with, so... I shouldn't matter. Okay. Enough foreplay, Romeo. I've already developed an embarrassing amount of wetness down there. This is all for your benefit, okay? Anyway, so you can the need for sex. Like, can get it out of your system. Come on up. It's hard to talk when you're down there. Get up here. I'm just here to help, okay? Don't expect anything romantic or girly from me. I may give you a fake orgasm if you're lucky, but you probably won't know the difference. Okay, now, put it in me before I decide this isn't worth a night of gaming or I fall asleep under your body. Although, if I do, just, you know, go to town. But wake me up when you're done so we can get the fun started with the gaming. But I think I can stay focused enough to help you with getting it in. Just wait a little lower. I thought you'd be better at this part. There. Now, go ahead. Don't stop, you moron. I told you I didn't really get the whole sex thing. It didn't occur to you that that meant I was a virgin? So don't stop. I knew I was a virgin when I made the offer. I have to have sex at some point just to get it out of the way. Just don't think you're doing something special for me just because it's my first time. So, you're just hovering over me, pressed against my hymen. It's kind of weird. It's like standing there in front of the fridge with the door open. Just make up your mind already. But you're so close to having that cock buried all of the way inside of me. So, why stop now, just because it's my first time? Maybe it'll make it more fun for you. So, come on. Pop my cherry. Fuck your tomboy roommate. Your best friend. Then we can order pizza, play hours and hours of video games. Things can go back to normal. What? Am I not talking nicely enough to you? Okay, how about this? Come on. Break me. Please. Ah! 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 Fuck. No, it's okay. Shit. Ah, just make sure you go all the way. Get the whole thing. Ah! Ah! Finally. I thought you were going to agonize over the decision all night. No, I'm fine. It's just sex, dude. Ah, just my virginity. Nothing special. I should have let you have it long ago. It would have kept you away from her. Speaking of which, don't just lie there. Balls deep in me. I'm good. I'm good. Do whatever you would do with her. Except for kissing. On the lips, at least. Maybe the neck or something? Or my throat? Good. You're moving. Oh, and kissing my neck. Oh, which is good. And playing with my breasts. I didn't specifically say you could do that. But it works. I was thinking we should order a couple of pizzas. After you get one, the other ones are cheaper. Then we could pop some into the fridge and heat them up later. But not in the microwave. Has to be the oven. Fuck. Wait. Let me adjust my position a little. I think it'll help both of us. Like this? Does that help? Oh, yeah, that helps. That's pretty good, actually. You can go deeper that way. Oh, and we need some of that dessert stuff they have. With the apples and strudel or whatever. Well, you gotta have that after all. The saltiness from the za. And it will double as breakfast, too. Damn it. You're making it hard to focus on planning our pizza order when you keep doing stuff like that. Distracting me from thinking about food, let alone pizza, isn't easy. Oh, fuck. The feel of your cock gliding in and out of my pussy is just taking over my mind. Oh, and your hands on my breasts aren't helping either. You keep teasing them. I didn't know my nipples could feel like that. Or how does you playing with my nipples make me feel it down there? Well, it's helping to make the sex thing feel better, but not with the pizza thing. Okay. Maybe I can worry about the pizza later and focus on the sex now. I do have to make sure you've got the urge to fuck out of your mind after all this. I need you to drain your balls into me so thoroughly that you don't have a single horny thought left and can focus on that gaming. So let me wrap my legs around you and pull you even closer. This may be my first time, but I think I figured out something I can do that we'll both like. You can even kiss me on the lips if you want. But it won't mean anything other than it might feel good. Yeah, kissing does make it funner somehow. And not at all weird. At least not right now. Maybe afterward. But that's later. Oh, for now, fuck me, kiss me, do all the good stuff with me that you would do with her. Just, oh, don't let any of it carry outside of this bed when we're done, got it? Oh, you're just a roommate, and a buddy, fucking, purely for, reasons. Not romantic reasons. Got it? And if you tell anyone we fucked, especially our friends, I will deny everything. I will deny it ever happened, that I ever made sounds like these, or moved like this. And I will definitely deny this orgasm. That wasn't so bad. Now, was it? I can feel your cock starting to get less hard. So I guess that did the trick. And look at the clock. It's still early, and we have tons of time to get food and then game until our fingers stop working. So, go ahead and get off me, because it's getting a little awkward now, staring up at you in this state of post-orgasmic bliss. But it's nothing that painful amounts of pizza and mind-numbing levels of gaming can't fix. So, take it out and get off. Good. God, come enough, you think? No, I'm not mad. It actually looks kind of cool and feels cool, too. In a weird kind of way. I could almost get into this being a woman thing. But don't let it get to your head,